Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
My husband and I shower our children with biblical stories. We go through the awesome tales of creation in Genesis, the temple services in the book of Exodus, and the fundamental, inspiring lessons that we learned from our forefathers throughout the Bible. Our goal with our children is to have the biblical stories interwoven with the stories of their own lives. We want the biblical values of faith, kindness, and worship to be an intrinsic part of their upbringing. But it's not always easy. How can an ancient text compete with the modern world, a world void of spirituality and faith, is a question that my husband and I often ponder. How do we make ancient Bible stories more exciting and appealing to our kids than the nonsense that they see on television, on billboards, and in magazines? Because we are lucky enough to live in the Holy Land, we can make the stories in the Bible come alive, both for ourselves and for our children, by visiting biblical sites. Together as a family, we have toured ancient ruins and heard of miraculous stories that took place at that very spot. We have stood at the Western Wall and learned about the ancient temple sacrifices, and we have hiked the Judean desert where so much of our people's history took place. And my children, they understand. They've grown to cherish the stories of the Bible the same way I strive to do, with the faith of a child.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you can record your prayer by calling 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.